Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, September 7th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our joy and privilege once again this beautiful Friday morning to prepare a message to share with you. And regardless of when you happen to be listening to it, we pray that it will be a blessing. Today our message is titled, God is Concerned. And two scripture texts from the Old Testament and New Testament, Jonah 4, verse 11, and 1 Peter 5, verse 7.
Should I not be concerned about that great city? Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you.
We have a prayer custom in our home. We often gather in a prayer hug or join hands in a circle, particularly when we pray a blessing on our meals. When we pray, I usually begin with praise and thanksgiving and specifically express gratitude for the peace that we have in our own particular family. I then move out and pray for our neighborhood, community, and on to the entire world. We pray for the chronic, ongoing conflicts such as wars, as well as situations currently in the news. We regularly pray for our military families, the sacrifices they are making. I acknowledge the evil that is at the very basis of this world's troubles.
In regularly praying for the world conditions, we tend to get a different perspective on the issues we are dealing with in our own home and family, which may cause discouragement or at times distress. We are sure that every one of you reading this material have issues in your own life that, if dwelt upon, can be very disheartening.
What a blessing that we can pray about these matters and commit them to the Lord and have an assurance that God is concerned. But when we consider and earnestly pray for those dealing with issues that are so often much, much more severe than our own, it sure seems to give a reality check concerning our present dilemmas. I often will assert, after considering the intense heartache so many are dealing with, I really don't have any measurable problems. In fact, the other day I was out in our driveway, I recall it very specifically, and just considering my life up to this point at 50, almost 53 years of age, and how I've really had a rather uneventful life compared to the way many have had to live with persecution and terrible tragedies they've dealt with.
The final text, or daily text is, the daily text is the final word from God to Jonah, who was consumed with his own personal issues. I've heard it described as the greatest missions verse in the Bible, and it surely reflects the heart of God and is a model for us. The book begins with a call to Jonah and a description of the wickedness of the city of Nineveh. The book ends with this question: should I not be concerned about that great city? The clear answer to this question is surely, I am concerned.
Today we urge each podcast listener to take up the burdens of the hurting world around us and live a life expressing in many ways, including our prayers, that proclaims, I am concerned.
Let's pray. Father, tragedy, terror, and trials seems to be the order of the day. We can be overwhelmed and take on a defeatist attitude, or we will recognize that your power is not impotent in the storms of life. It is in the midst of persecution that scores of people surrender their hearts to you. It's in the foxholes and trenches of life that people recognize they cannot be rescued without turning to you. It is often in the delivery of bad news that the good news of your holy word turns insurmountable darkness into radiant hope. Though tragedy in this life befalls us, your loving concern and provision for our temporal needs are quite adequate and fully sustain us. Your loving concern for our eternal soul is not diminished, but rather made all the more special and anticipatory as we cast our eyes in your direction and lay our burdens at your feet. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for preparing that prayer and sharing it with our listeners today. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. This Friday message, of course, is the message not only for Friday, the 7th of September, but for the entire weekend. We are blessed to be able to share these words with you each weekday morning and pray that God will help all of us to understand and know the assurance that God does care regardless of what you're facing today.